Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can help prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Well, hey guys, welcome to episode 22, titled, This Will Be an Era of Abundance, Recovery, and Fruit. So I hope that title grabs you. It's exciting material today. The Lord's been showing me some additional things about the season we've just been through. So you may recall in our last podcast titled 2022, The Front Door to the New, I talked about how many people, myself included, have come through a season recently, which I would call a season of loss. And through that, the Lord showed me that what's been lost will be replaced with something better than what you had before. Well, it's never fun to go through a season like that, is it? But recently, I woke up one morning to the Lord's presence, and He began to talk to me about how He's been working to conform us into His image. So immediately I thought of Romans 8, 28 to 29. Now you might be familiar with verse 28. That's quoted pretty often. It's a verse that talks about all things working together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to His purpose. But we don't always quote verse 29 as much, which is a continuation of that thought. And that verse says, For whom He foreknew, who God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Well, then I began to see the number 2021 over and over again, almost as if it were, you were at a party and you saw it written in balloons or different ways. So I wasn't quite fully awake, remember? And so I'm thinking to myself, Lord, isn't it 2022? Aren't we done with 2021? So why do I keep seeing the number 2021? And at that point, I heard the Lord say, there's something that 2021 did in us that's been necessary to conform us into the image of His Son. Wow, that was really a moment where it just locked in for me. I'm thinking, oh, some of this is making more sense, right? Because 2021 was kind of rough for many of us. And I don't know about you, but I've discovered when I talk about being conformed to His image, it's really not the most popular message to bring. It's not likely to prompt the most likes, comments, or shares. But the thing about process, that's what I'd like to call it, is process. If we don't allow Him to work into the process that makes us into the image of His Son continually throughout our whole lives, right? You can't ever say that you've arrived. If you don't do that, if you don't allow Him to work, then we'll never reach that desired promotion, that desired upgrade that will allow us to walk in the fullness of power that's coming. Because I believe there's a whole new level of power coming for miracles, that glory realm like we've never seen before, and we want to be ready, right? Well, after that experience, I fell back asleep and I had a dream. So in this dream, my husband and I were among a number of people who had learned that a tsunami was coming. And as you might expect, many people were scrambling to higher ground. But in this dream, for some reason, my husband and I did not do that. And even then, in the dream, I was kind of puzzled because that's not the typical response you would make, right? And then I woke up and was not quite sure how to make sense of this dream. Why didn't we seek higher ground? And then I heard the Lord say, a tsunami wave of His goodness is going to roll over you, a tsunami wave of His love. I do not know what that is going to look like, you guys, but I think that's going to be good. Can you imagine a tsunami wave of His goodness and love rolling over us? Here's the thing. I believe that the word about being conformed to His image that I heard earlier that morning, I believe that's connected to this wave that's about to hit. So even though we've just come through a season of loss, if you've allowed Him to work in the process to conform you to the image of His Son, get ready because a wave of His love and goodness is imminent. Here's an amazing scripture from Psalm 42:7. New King James Version says, "Deep calls unto deep at the noise of your waterfalls. All your waves and billows have gone over me." Selah. All right. The next section that I want to bring you is the next thing that I heard the Lord speak to me over the last little while. He has been showing me Habakkuk's vision, reinforcing that to me. And that's out of Habakkuk 2, 2, and 3. And in fact, on January 2nd, 2022, was the first time I got that verse. So a whole lot of twos there. So let's read that. That verse says, "Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry." After that, I felt like the Lord showed me that fresh revelation, fresh prophetic revelation is coming in 2022 for those who have been commissioned by the Lord to release vision to his people. So that could be in any form, almost. You could be called to write books, to blog, to preach, to teach, even a podcast like I'm doing here today. Whatever form it takes, I see the Lord getting ready to release fresh prophetic revelation from heaven. Now, it might be time for you to shake off the dust from the last season. It's not been an easy season. We've talked about that. And yet, I hear the Lord say that 2022 is your year to write the vision and make it plain that he may run who reads it. Well, another theme that I've been hearing the Lord talk about lately is one that I've been hearing for several years now, and that is that the Lord is going to recover what's been stolen from you. If you've listened to my podcast at all, you've heard me talk about this, and even my word for the year, and it could have been 2017 or 18, one of the words that I heard was that it was going to be a year of recovery. Now, remember, when you have a word for the year, it's not contained to just the year itself, but it means beginning in that year, you're going to see something that the Lord is going to be moving to do. Now, just lately, I heard the Lord say, "What has been stolen from you will be returned." Now, I think that some of this speaks to things of a financial nature, however that would look for you, but anything that this thief, Satan, has stolen from you qualifies. We get that term from John 10:10. Now, this would include identity. Remember the front door to 2022 in the last podcast, the Lord revealed to me that that door was identity. Some of us have not yet experienced the fullness of the identity that he wants us to walk in. If that's been stolen from you in some way, that's going to be returned. And I do believe that we are in a Zechariah 9:12 season. Let's read that verse. Zechariah 9:11 and 12 says, "Because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you." Now again, I believe we're in a season of recovery in which the Lord has declared, as with Zechariah 9:12, that he will restore double to you. So that's pretty cool. Now, another passage that's really been on my mind and heart lately is Matthew 25. And that starts in verse 14, I believe. And I'm talking about the parable of the talents. So before I get into that, I just want to remind you that I know in an earlier podcast, this would have been October, I think, I mentioned to you that someone I highly respect and regard, Bishop Bill Hammond of Christian International, began to speak about Matthew 25 in the context that he felt, and this is again in October, that the Lord had told him that in the next 6 months, the Lord would be coming to settle accounts. Now, I'll read that verse in a little bit, but let's just review the story. So in Matthew 25, we know that a man who owns some property or has a holding of some kind, he goes away on a trip and he brings his own servants to him and he gives them gold coins or talents according to the abilities that they have. And he tells them to take the money and manage it until he returns, right? And so when the Lord is coming to settle accounts, right, the Lord of that land, he finds that the one with 5 talents has been faithful and increased it double. The one with 2 talents has been faithful and increased it double. But the one with 1 talent has hid it, right? So let me refer to Bishop Hammond again. He said that the Lord told him that when he comes to settle accounts, those who have been faithful and used and increased what they had, like that one that had five and that one that had two, after April or in April, the Lord will be sending angels on assignment to release anointings and empowerment to those who have proven that they've used what they have. So that even in difficult situations, the Lord is going to release a glory anointing. They will go forth to do exploits, glorify the Lord's name, demonstrate his power and glory as never before, and even receive mantles and special assignments and commissions. And that's a powerful word. Now, remember, we've been talking about this season of upgrades. But again, you have to not only have used your talents and gifts that the Lord has given you to increase, but also allowed him to work in the process to conform you to his image. Okay, so this is all some great stuff. Let's just read a couple verses from there. We don't need to read the whole story, but let's pick it up in verse 19. This is again Matthew 25. So after a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received five talents came and brought five talents, saying, Lord, look, I gained five talents more. And what did the Lord say to him? Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter the joy of your Lord. Verse 22, again, the one who received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I've gained two more besides. So what happened in the end, right, was that the one who had hid it was really chastised. The Lord came down on him hard, and he took the talent away from him and gave it to him who had 10. So let's read verse 29. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Well, here's why I wanted to read that verse in particular, because in the natural realm, you know, we might continue to see shortages, bare shelves. I mean, you try to order a particular product, sometimes you just are not able to get it. But what I hear the Lord say about this new era that we've entered into is that it's an abundant era. And I see this again, just not only as financial provision, but it's a time of personal harvest. I've had recurring dreams, in fact, in which I've seen the generations aligning and an abundance of ripe fruit. And I know that that fruit talks about personal harvest for each of us who have been found faithful. So I just want to really remind you that in a time and a season in which we see shortages, don't let that mess with your mind, okay? Because in the supernatural realm, the Lord is bringing to those who have been found faithful, according to Matthew 25, verse 29, an abundance, a supernatural abundance, all right? So as we close, let me prophesy to you now, if you will, all right? Because I see a generational mantle coming upon you, you who are listening. And if you have a job or position in which you work for someone else, you can work your way up. If you have your own business or ministry, you can expand. Your harvest might not look quite the way that you expect, but you will see much fruit. So, Lord, in accordance with Matthew 25:29, as we have just read, I declare in your name that for those who are listening and who have been found faithful, as the servants did, who were in Matthew chapter 25, we declare this will be an era of abundance. Amen? Amen. Well, thank you for listening today to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. Now, if you've enjoyed today's show, please subscribe to our show and also rate and review it on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, because your positive review helps us reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireministries.org. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter where you can donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next time.